Rishus Rosh Yeshiva Boker Tov. Everyone, we are up to Simon Samech Vav. We're up to page 198, and we're getting into the dinim of Hefsekos in the middle of Kriyat Shema. What you're allowed to be masik before? In what you're allowed to be masik for? In Birkos Kriyat Shema and in Kriyat Shema itself. Here we go. We start with, based on the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel in Maseches Brachos, it goes through a famous thing we actually saw also in Hilchos Pesukah D'Zimra. But this is really the makor of the din. Now there are two different things that we have to understand. There's a difference between when you are Bein HaPrakim, when you're in between paragraphs in Birkos Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, and there's also and the chalik between paragraphs, or in the middle of a paragraph. In the middle of a paragraph, it's going to be more chamor than if you're Bein HaPrakim in terms of Hefsekos and Kriyat Shema. The other thing that we're going to talk about over here, there's a difference between an Adam Nechbad and an Adam that you're afraid of. An Adam Nechbad is an honorable person, which we'll see over here is sort of a giving of machlokas, who an honorable person is, but or a person who you are afraid of. A person you're afraid of, you're going to have more leniencies than someone who you just have to honor. And then there's the rest of the people where we call Kol Adam. So here we go. Sif Alv says the Mechaber over here, Beina Praki. When you're in between paragraphs in Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, Shol B'Shalom Adam Nechbad, you're allowed to greet someone with Shela Shalom. For an honorable person, even if he's just an honorable person, umeshi shalom l'chol adam, and you're allowed to answer back if someone says shalom aleichem to you. You're allowed to answer back shalom to them, even if it's just any person. Even the mechay, the biralach over here says in diras l'chol adam, muchot la'akum avadi motel hashiv. Even if it's a guy, you'd be allowed to go ahead and answer back shalom aleichem, because once again, you're pogging someone. You don't answer someone says shalom aleichem to you. You don't answer them back. That's much more chomer than not just greeting them in the first place. So we're talking about Bein HaPrakim over here. Adam Nechbad, you're allowed to greet. And any other person, you're allowed to answer back a greeting. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkat and Gimel, who is this Adam Nechbad? Very interesting. He says, Sheroi la'akim lo shalom. Could go to Zakein, O Tamad Chacham, as an old person, O Tamad Chacham. I can understand that. And he says, the Chenim will usher, even a rich person. Sheroi l'chabe lo machmas usher. Then he brings a certain honor to him because he's rich. That also is a person that you're supposed to, you'll be allowed to greet in these cases. That is Bein HaPrakim. Ube'emsa, if you're in the middle of a paragraph, Sho'al b'shalom mishu yari mimen. Over here, you're only allowed to greet someone that you have a command. You have to fear them. Like who? Kigon, Aviv, O Rabbo, O mishu gadol mimenu b'chachma. So he had to just v'chol shikain melech o anas. So there's a difference between the first three. And the last two, the first three are people you're required to fear, whether it's your Rebbe or whether it's your father. The third one over here, Gadol Mimenu B'Chochma, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Zayin, he says, V'achorim Pasku, Da'afilu Gadol Mimenu Rabbi Rak Mnei HaKavod. If he's just greater than in, as a Torah scholar, so that's just Mipnei HaKavod, that's not Mipnei HaYira. You're not Mechaiv Tim. We have Yira for every Talmud Chacham who knows more Talmud, only for your Rebbe. Only for your Rebbe, especially your Rebbe Muvak, then you have a commandment to have Yira from him, and not only coming. Moshe Tamil Chacham Muflag B'Doro, as Havi B'Chalmar. If he's a Muflag B'Doro, he's from Nevin Saul, so then you're required to have Yira for him, even if he's not your Rebbe, even if you've not learned Roh Chachma for him. Therefore, that would be an Adam that you're Yira, and you'll be allowed to say Shalom Aleichem Iker Dino, even in the middle of a paragraph of Kriyat Shema and Birkas Kriyat Shema. Okay? That's what's good. And then the last two is the Koshin Melech Anas. If you're talking about a king or someone who could harm you, so that's your man, not because you're required to Minei Halacha of Yira, you're required to because you're afraid of your life. So over there, you're also allowed to greet them if that would happen. Mr. Bruce says, Sikon Tess, Anas, Malshin, or someone who is afraid, you're afraid he's going to malshin you to the government, you don't treat him nicely, you're afraid bad things are going to happen to you. Okay, so middle of a paragraph, you're allowed to greet someone you're chayv in Yira, umeshi shalom adam nechbad, and you're allowed to answer back someone an adam nechbad. So anyone who's an adam nechbad from the first halacha, so therefore you're allowed to answer back. Mashma though, and you're not allowed to even answer back the call other everyone else. Middle of a paragraph, kriyach, middle of a paragraph, kriyach, miracle scratch, you would not be allowed to answer. Even if you're in the middle of a pasuk, you'd still be allowed to answer. Chutz mi pasuk Shema Yisrael Baruch Shein Kavod Machzoli Lamed Shelo Yasik Bam Klal. Once again, except for the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shein Kavod Machzoli Lamed, which we said a couple of times is part of Kabbalah Somochut Shemayim. That pasuk you're not allowed to do any of this in over there. Obviously, if you're afraid of your life, so then you can do whatever you want to bekoach nefesh. But you should try and fit it. Mr. Bro says, Sifkat Yud Beis Mashma Dafilu Kadishu Kedusha Baruch Hu lo yaneh. You don't even answer Kaddish, Kedusha Baruch Hu, in the middle of saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad, or Baruch Shem Kvam Achzor Lamed. You do not answer Kaddish, Kedusha or Baruch Hu during this time. We'll get more to those halachas a little bit later on. The Bir Halach over here in Dir Masla Shalom Yasik. Two lines from the bottom of the page. It says, Echa deni nimizdan lo la'anos amin yeshmi rabba bein shema l'baruch v'l'baruch shen k'vavach se'l l'mvayed. What if you're in between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem? What about there? You're not in the middle of Shema, you're not in the middle of Baruch Shem. So everyone, midalo chilko aposki mashu d'lo yana. It's mashma that you are not ona according to the Bir Halach. He ends in Sarach Ian Gadol l'maisa, but it's mashma over here. He would say you would not even answer in between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem k'vod melch se'l l'mvayed in all these things. Okay? It says over here. Once again, chutzli pashim pasuk shai tzav shem kol olam vayed shlo yosek b'hem klal. You're not asking at all. Im lo v'neiv miyur shiyari shema yar genu ksekt. If you're afraid they're going to kill you, then obviously you have the heter to do whatever you want. So that's the lachos over here. Meikar the din al pi the din of the gemara bein a prakim. Once again, shol b'shalom adam nechbad umeishim shalom mechol adam. And in the middle of a paragraph, even in the middle of pasuk, you're allowed to answer. You're allowed to greet only some of your yari menu. You're allowed to answer back a greeting only to an adam. Nechbad. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here at Sivkatan Beis brings down Mishnah Magen Avram over here. He says over here, that's the Chasev Rachinach, he says over here that things have changed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yud Beis, he says, B'afiyu B'lashon Laz, this is also not only Shalom, okay, but even to say hello, to greet someone in another language would be all the same things. V'dafka b'panim chadash shalom meshiv, shim lo yishal yavol yidei sinah. Okay, it's only someone that you're afraid that's gonna be upset if you don't answer back. Okay, it's gonna come to Sina if you don't answer him or you don't greet him. However, it says it was safe for Achinuch, Gam King Kotov Dimishlo Rainushi Yakbid Al Khabiro Klal, Lo Yasik Afilo Beta Brakin. The Sefer Achinuch says, if you know the guy is not gonna be makbid on you, even Beta Brakin, don't answer him. Because it's only in order not to create Sina. Therefore, if he's not gonna be upset, don't answer him. Nowadays, the meaning is that people don't greet people in the middle of davening. Okay, I mean, it hasn't been to some shuls, I guess. But in most places that take tefillah seriously, then you're not supposed to greet people in the middle of davening. You're supposed to daven. And therefore, in places that wouldn't do this, so chalilu yishol lashi avila divrei Torah. Even with divrei Torah, don't answer people divrei Torah. Don't just say shalom aleichem in the middle of davening. Lo bein aprakim, v'lo b'psukah d'zimra, not even p'sukah d'zimra, not bein aprakim, v'lo b'skriyat shema. You never greet people in the middle of davening. And if you have to say, if you don't understand, you can even give them a wave or something like this. That's not going to be mamish masik if you need to. Therefore, the Medina, this halacha is really Medina v'lo l'maisa so much nowadays. We don't greet people in the middle of dying, but there is. Once again, if you're Yari Mimenu, so then there might be a din. If it's your father, he doesn't know the halacha and he is pushing you, so you might be able to answer a maker to din of the Gemara over here, like we learn over here. This halacha is not thrown in the garbage, though. Because you have to remember, maker to din, you're allowed to answer Mnei Akavod, and you're allowed to greet Mnei Yira, answer Mnei Akavod, even Beta Prakim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah later on, Sivkatan Kavav, is going to be talking about a case where you get called up to the Torah and you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. You're in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and they call you up to the Torah for an Aliyah. What are you supposed to do? So in the end of the day, he says, Mnei Kavod Torah, you have to go up. And at the end of the day, we'll see you later on, is going to say that even if they ask you for your name, you're allowed to give them the name, because it's no worse than answering Shalom Mnei HaKavod. Okay, Mnei HaKavod, you're allowed to answer them. They're asking you, so they're like greeting you, and you're answering the back, it's like Mnei HaKavod. It's Kavod HaTorah also, therefore, you're allowed to even answer them over there. Interesting, we'll get to that halacha Bezrat Hashem later. So we don't throw this, get it in the garbage altogether, but in terms of greeting people in shul, we stay away from greeting people in shul when you're in the middle of davening, okay? We'll get to later on, Hilchos Tefillah, greeting people in general before you daven is a separate problem. Saying Shalom Aleichem to somebody before davening is really not so posh. In most cases, it's going to be usher anyways before you've said Shemona Esrei. Let's get this difference. If you're answering somebody, then you're going to greet them, and things like this, there's a lot of halachas that we still have to understand over here. Now, the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha also points out in Dir Masa Anas, if it's Bifil Hefsin Mamon, you're also allowed to be Mafsik. Brings on over here, if it's Hefsin Mamon, you're also allowed to be Mafsik. Fine. Moving on to Siv Beis, we'll start with Siv Beis Day, and we'll see more Haras tomorrow. Now, what if you do not have your tzitzis and tefillin? You only get your tzitzis and tefillin in the middle of Birkas Kriyatra, what are you allowed to do when you're not? Im Shachach Lan Yach Tzitzis and Tefillin. If you forgot to put on your tzitzis and tefillin, or for that matter, Oshaya Anos the Mishnah Brosi Kadin Yodalad Shloyalo Tzitzis Tefillah Mitzchil. You didn't have Tzitzis Tefillah. So either you didn't have it because it was an onus, or whether you just forgot to put them on, and you realize now you want to put on your Tzitzis Tefillah in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema. Im Shachach Laniach Tzitzis Tefillah Kiyachol LaHasik Bein Aprochim LaHanicha Miyavarach Aleihem. You're allowed to, in between paragraphs, put them on and make a bracha on them. That's what the mechaber sounds like. He does not sound like he's mechaber between tzitzis and tefillin. Both of them, you wait till between paragraphs, and then you put on your tzitzis and your tefillin. You make a bracha on both of them. Okay, just like you would normally put on your talis and tefillin before davening. So too, you put them on in the middle of that, in the middle of being a prakim also. However, says the Ramah, those who say that you're not supposed to make a bracha in the middle of tefillah, Birshus Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita. To go ahead and make a bracha on them in the middle of diving, that's not so pashut. But at the end of the day, he splits the psak over there and he says, V'halchi nog le'inyan talis. In terms of talis, we don't make a bracha on the talis in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, even in between paragraphs. Okay, however, tefillin, you would be allowed to make. And it's going to say over here, you look in Mishnah Brus. He says, "V'nizdam lo be'emsa perak." If you got in the emsa perak, yishem alanicha be'na prakim. Wait to put him on be'na prakim. Kedei shi'a yochol avarich aleim. However, it says, "V'hani mili nizdam lo be'emsa perkas yotzer oro avarap." This is only if in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema you get your talis and your tefillin. Then you should wait until two in between paragraphs to put on your talis and tefillin. Aval nizdamin lo tefillin be'emsa Kriyat Shema. If you get your tefillin in the middle of Kriyat Shema, yaniach tekef, you should put on your tefillin right away. Why should you put on right away? Ki kol teva v'teva shel Kriyat Shema mitzvah she'alav tefillin va'anachot yam bebracha. Since Kriyat Shema, we know it has, is very much connected to tefillin. We talk about the tefillin over there, and therefore, as the Mishnah Berurah will say in a second, your ki'ilu me'ed eid is sheker if you don't wear your tefillin when you're saying Kriyat Shema. Therefore, if you get your tefillin in the middle of Kriyat, you put them on in the middle of Kriyat Shema, in the middle of a pasuk, like even the middle of in the middle of a pasuk, even you weigh them every word you're supposed to say with your tefillin on. And therefore, it sounds like you may as put them on. And the Prima Gadim is saying over here, even with a bracha, even with a bracha. So that's the gabi your tefillin. In terms of talis, the Mishnah Berurah says zikon tatzayin. The reason why the Ramah is mechayik, what's the difference by tefillin you are allowed to do, but talis you're not allowed to put on with a bracha over here? So says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is dibitzitzis ain't a chovas gav, because the tzitzis is not a chova on the gav, it's not a chova on the person. Shim ain't lo talis pater mitzitzis. If you don't have a talis, you're pater mitzitzis. V'yochol likrot kriyat shema b'li tzitzis, and therefore you can read kriyat shema without tzitzis. Alkein mikriyat saka al yedei abracha, and therefore it's considered a hesek al yedei abracha. Aval tefillin du chova saguv, but tefillin, which is a chova on each person, the weird tefillin. It's like he's made a sheker. And he's not putting on tefillin. Okay, naktinu kedei rishona delo chashiva hesek. Therefore, the Ramah says we'll go like the sheet of the mechaber, and we'll say you should put him on with a bracha over there. Okay, however, he says that this is all regarding the bracha. Make a bracha in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, in the middle of Kriyat Shema. We're only going to allow you to do it by tefillin. Put on your talus. To put on the talus over here in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, that you're allowed to do. And then you'll go ahead and make the bracha. So what comes out of the Maisa over here is for the Svardim. They are going to put, if they're in Birkas Kriyat Shema, they would for sure wait till in between the paragraph, put in your tzitzis talus and tefillin, and they could go ahead and make a bracha at that point. Okay, l'chor, they would go like the Mishnah Berurah at the middle of Kriyat Shema to put them on right away and not even wait between paragraphs. However, when it comes to Ashkenazim, you go ahead, if you get your, let's say in your middle of Birkas Kriyat, you're in Yotzer or Avarabah, you are going to be able to put on your tzitzis now. You're not going to be able to make a bracha until after davening. And in terms of your tefillin, you go ahead and you can put them on, and in between paragraphs, you can go ahead and make a bracha on the tefillin. And if you're in the middle of Kriyat Shema itself, it's not like you stop over there, you put on your tefillin right then and there, and go ahead and make a bracha on your tefillin. Bezrat Hashem, there is more to talk about over here. We'll talk about it Bezrat Hashem next time. Adkan for today.